Little Mac from King. Mike didn't want to work. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Queer with Laugh Podcast Show. I was looking on YouTube, and then I found Wishacom about 35 actors that died on Star Trek. Some of these actors had good careers, and Nancy Nicholson was on that list. But there was a lot of other actresses that passed away in the Star Trek universe. I don't know if some of y'all Star Trek fans know this list. But go to YouTube, and it says 35 Star Trek actors that passed in 2022. Go to YouTube and find that. 35 Star Trek actors has passed in 2022. Who died in 2022. Again, 35 Star Trek actors who died in 2022. If y'all Star Trek big fans, huge fans, hardcore fans, go watch that video. It's pretty sad. And some of them have been on regular and other TV shows and movies too. Wow. But that's the thing of life, you know. That's the circle of life. And we're going to miss these people because they gave us a great performance in our Star Trek soap opera. I call it the Star Trek soap opera. It's like the soap operas on the other networks. Well, we got our soap operas too. But the only thing about the regular soap operas and Star Trek soap operas kick tail. And we got a lot of action in Star Trek soap operas. Okay? So, a lot of people is not fans of Star Trek. Don't understand Star Trek. But we living in the Star Trek world. They was doing flat TV on the original Star Trek. They was doing meet. On Star Trek, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine. Same way we pull up the Meet, Zoom, all of that. They was doing that before Zoom, Meet, and all that came out. Bet you didn't know that, none of Star Trek fans. The ones caused nerves and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. All that stage prop with the Captain Kirk and, signing the Wishacom, Captain Picard had all that technology in front of him. Looked like iPads. This was 1987. But he had an iPad, acting like it was an iPad. In 1987, I was 17. It was on Star Trek. The huge, big screen, new screen. It's just like the 65-inch TV now. Or 75-inch TV. The Zoom that they was acting like was this character's doing screenshots. Captain Kirk and Picard do his line, and then they switch to the screen and the actor do his line. But he was sitting on another set during the line. But now, we got Meet, we got Zoom, we got Riverside. We can actually put a lot of people on this now. Just like they did in Star Trek, way before all the new technology, upgraded technology came out. Remember the Star Trek? Captain Kirk had the watch on in Star Trek Motion Picture? I sound like a nerd, huh? Go watch the motion picture. Look at the watch. Go to Apple Store or go to the Galaxy. I'm advising about the Galaxy Watch. Same thing. Same doggone thing. So I go on. Go in the hospitals. That's right. Go in the hospitals and emergency rooms and all. Then go watch Star Trek. Just don't get it, do you? Just don't get it. Because it's a sad fact. It's a space show. It's an alien show. It's a make-believe show. It's a fantasy show. But when you were a kid, you watched Walt Disney. That was fantasy. Most people think people with autism is the most Star Trek fans. But we got doctors, we got lawyers, we got scientists, we got engineers, we got mechanics. We got regular, normal people who sit down and watch Star Trek and know more than I do. Judges, lawyers, the list goes on. Watch Star Trek. Their family watch Star Trek. And they got a degree, a PhD, and all. But they watch Star Trek. But most people don't believe that. And the technology, like the transponder, they working on. In other countries, they working on the transponder. One day, we will be able not to fly no more. All we have to do is step on the transponder and transform ourselves to place. It's going to be. Believe me, they working on it right now. Most of the Star Trek technology, like the transporter, they working on it. I don't know how far they is, but you transfer your body, transfer into and a beam of light energy, go into the buffer, transfer to the other buffer, and turn back into the riddle form. No, don't get in the science part of it. You got to ask the scientists and the high function, hardcore Star Trek fans. I bet you they know how the transporter works. They could tell you from head to toe, from what goes what, where go what, and who go what, how it go, and how it works. Believe me. But I'm just a heavy Star Trek fan, not hardcore. Hardcore Star Trek fans, you know who they are. They go to every Star Trek convention and buy everything. Don't care. They waste. They don't waste their money. They spend their money. They dedicate it to this. Hardcore fans. Major hardcore fans. Is the one. Built their house on Star Trek. You know. Hardcore fans. Just like the major ones. And I call them. Top fans. Just really good. Knowing Star Trek. And everything. Middle fans, no, like, yeah, I like this one, different ones of Star Trek. I like Next Generation and all that. And this heavy fans, like me, like all of them. Like all of them, you know. And we got the lower fans, like, there's nothing on TV, so I watch Star Trek. Or we just got the I don't really like it, but I watch it. And I know a little bit. And we got the, I peek in, but I don't like it fans. And, of course, we got the nun fans. The non-understandable fans. Ah, boy. So, let's go into Star Wars. In the galaxy far, far away. Once upon a time, George Lucas, in 1970, had this great idea to bring one of the greatest movies of all time to the big screen. May 20th, 1977, The New Hope started a new franchise. Star Trek was already up there and canceled. And thanks for the conventions. No, it was major. But Star Wars breathed life into Star Trek. Paramount said, hey, we got one of those. Let's go make it. And Star Wars lift Star Trek out of the grave, and they become cousins ever since. Some Star Wars fans are Star Trek fans. Some Star Trek fans are Star Wars fans. Some Star Wars fans and Star Trek fans are 100% Star Trek and Star Wars fans. Some mostly like Star Wars fans, and some mostly like Star Trek fans of Star Wars. And it's got the ones that dislike Star Wars and like Star Trek just a little, and ones like Star Trek dislike Star Wars just a little, and the ones say, I don't give a heck, as long as they good. Okay? Got it? Got a Paramount and Disney? And all the actors and technicians and all work on both movies and TV show, because we got actors and technicians that crossed over to help each other with Star Wars and Star Trek. You know? Behind the scenes people who make it, do the post-production, they worked on both things. You know? When Star Wars was gone, they crossed over to Star Trek, and they know Star Trek will keep that money coming. They know Star Trek ain't gonna die, but when Star Wars movies come over, they go back over and they give that talent to the Star Wars. And then when the last three movies was over, they crossed back over to Star Trek. Some came back. Some worked on other movies and stuff. Some worked on other TV shows and stuff. But that's how they worked, you know. Including the actors and behind the scene crew. Like I said, technicians, sound producers and stuff like that. Ask them. Next time you're in Hollywood, you see somebody, ask them. They know. You know, you go to the studio, do a studio tour, ask them. Yeah, I worked on Star Wars. I worked on Star Trek too. Ask them. You know, go next time you go to Disney World, you see some of the crew filming and stuff, ask them. Yeah, I know people to work on Star Wars. It's a big family, people. It's a big family. I mean, a huge family across the country and the world. Even in Russia. Even in China. Might got just a little bit, but we got them in that country. Might even got them in North Korea. You know, never know. Never know. But this stuff is never going to die. And the reason I'm talking about this in the first half of the show, program, is because Disney is getting ready to do a new Star Wars movie. Now, don't quote me on this, Star Wars fans. I do not know when the next saga come out. But I do know, Alexa told me, sometimes they're going to be filming in 2023 and it might be released in 2024. Don't quote me. Just go do your research. Okay? You're going to get more Star Wars TV shows. I'm definitely probably know that. And I just like all the Star Wars TV shows. From the book of Boba Fett and the Mandalorian and Obi-Wan Kenobi. In the latest one, this came out. Even though we only got 6 episodes of the last one, I hope they come out with the second season of the last one. Remember the guy that played in Rogue One? They gave him a series. I want to see some more The Book of Boba Fett, too. And I want to see some more Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, I wish these episodes last all the way up to 21 episodes and keep going, you know. Like they do Star Trek. You got three Star Trek episodes running. Disney, you can do the same thing, you know. But it's all money, all right. You know, Star Wars fans, I'm asking you, just do your research. Just go in there and find out when the next Star Wars movie. You know, I can be reached on my page, Quay Willock podcast show on YouTube, and just leave a comment in that when let me know in the next movie. Or just find out. Go to my Twitter page. I don't know my hashtag. Don't ask me my hashtag on Twitter. I don't know what it. Just pick up Whitlock, something like that. Hashtag Whitlock, something. I don't know. I just grin, look at it, and don't read most of the stuff. Also, Instagram. I'm on there. Don't answer my Instagram hashtag either. I don't know. Facebook. Quay Whitlock at Facebook. Yeah. But just look me up. You know, I'm on all the social media. Okay. Including YouTube. And them YouTube people. Hopefully they won't flag me no more with my videos, because I have right to play Go With The Flow. It's royalty music, and I'm paying for it every month. Mr. YouTube people, you flag one of my videos, so I stopped putting them up for a while and just told my promoter to hold on with the YouTube videos. But Star Wars, the new soccer is coming, and hopefully they'll give us something really good. Okay, I'm just saying, hopefully they'll fix the hurt of some of the Star Wars fans had on the last three Star Wars. They'll bring back the Star Wars people. The real hardcore Star Wars fans, alright, and hopefully we can come back as a family again and be part of the Star Wars universe. Guys, chill, it's only a doggone movie. But like I said, I like all nine Star Wars, and I'm going to have a Star Wars marathon, you know. But I love all nine movies, you know, and they ain't going to change my mind. They was all good, all of them. And since we don't have Catherine Fisher no more, it's this one of those classics, you know. And she was in Star Wars 7. I don't know. I mean, Star Wars 8. She passed away right between Star Wars 8, and they had to use the computer graphic to put her in. I think she passed away when they were filming Star Wars 8. But this woman came out of retirement and did Star Wars. Came out of retirement and did Star Wars for the fans. And the fans just like, no, just very, very, very rude. No. And I don't know. And that Harrison Ford, I mean, they should have just blowed his character up back in the Empire Strike Back. He wanted to get out, so they should have just blowed him up in the Empire Strike Back. That's the way I feel. I mean, I don't really like none of his non-Star Wars movies anyway. Patriot Game and all that. The fugitive that he played in was pretty good. Pretty good. The fugitive. Oh man, just can't say that word. Fugitive was a good movie. Harrison Ford's played in. But the second one I liked the most, cause where Wesley Snipes played in the second one. And I like that the most. I think that was the best one. But The Fugitive was pretty good. Pretty good. Air Force One, I don't know. I think he was a little afraid when Air Force One. You know, it was too much fantasy. When that's one, you know. So I didn't really like that movie that much, you know. Indiana Jones movies, because George Lucas was part of it, and worked with George Lucas again. Yeah, I liked the first one. Second one was pretty good. Third one, I think they're working on a fourth or fifth one. I don't know where they at in the Jones movies. But two of my great producers and writers and directors is working on it. Worked on movies. These movies. George Lucas and Steven Spielberg worked together on these movies. George Lucas wrote it. Steven Spielberg directed and produced it and stuff like that. Now the question that I don't understand, why George Lucas didn't hire Steven Spielberg to direct one of the Star Wars movies? Or why Disney didn't hire Steven Spielberg? I would say Steven Spielberg would have did a really, really good job working on Star Trek 7, 8, and 9. You know, because he's a legend. He's a resident. Legend movie maker. And he'll probably did a good job on it. And maybe we might see him do one of Star Wars movies, you know? Who knows? They making another Indiana Jones movies. Maybe they talking to him, asking him to do direct a Star Wars movie. Now he do that. Don't cuss the man out, okay? Don't cuss the man out if you don't like it. He's a legend. Okay? Steven Spielberg is a legend. Don't cuss the man out if you don't like the movie. Just like J.J. and Michael Bay. Legends. Okay? Don't cuss them out. They giving us another Star Wars saga. You know what? Disney said, hell with it then. We ain't doing no more. No? I think that's where Paramount is probably at right now too. You know? You know, haven't got a Star Trek movie yet. But I'd rather them take their time on it and write it and get good casting on the next Star Trek movie and just put out anything. So, Paramount, I don't care how long it take you for the next Star Trek movie. Take your time. Get the story right. Get the casting right. And give us a good, really good Star Trek movie. Okay? Don't rush it. That's all I can say to you. But just give us a good movie. Alright? That goes for Disney too. Star Wars. Don't rush it. Okay? Just give us a good saga. No. I mean, hopefully we'll bring people back to the movies as well. And all. And anybody saw Amazon? with the blue people, the second movie with the blue people. Yeah, I heard that's really good. James Cameron did a really good job on that. Maybe he might direct a Star Wars or Star Trek movie. But he did a good job on the second movie. I heard it's really good. It got good reviews and stuff. And he's a legend. Can't say it. He's a legend too. You know, Terminator and all them other movies he did. He's a legend. And I like Avatar. You know, I really do. I don't judge it. But I still say it can't touch Star Wars. It just can't. It's in a class by itself, like Star Wars is, and you can't touch it. But these two legends, George Lucas and John Cannon, are legends because they view and they could put anything on screen. I mean anything. And good job, John. I mean, I ain't seen the movie yet, but I seen the commercials and all the credits and everything. Good job. I mean, I'm not going to put you down. It's one of the best movies of 2022. Or the best movie of 2022. But let's get to Top Gun. What they call Top Gun Mark or something. It wasn't really that good, you know. I didn't see the point of making another Top Gun movie. Top Gun 1 was classic, but I didn't see coming back and make another movie. And I just hope they just leave it alone after this. Don't go back and make 3. Don't go back and make 3 or 4. Don't go back and make 3 or 4. It's not going to work, okay? Just not going to work. I have to call you on them. It's just not going to work. I mean, it was a good movie. I watched it. It was a good movie, per month. But just leave it at 1 and 2, okay? 1 and 2. Don't go back and do 3. Don't leave it 3. Don't do it, Paramount. Go make Roger Rabbit 2. It's something like that. Good job, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise. Really good job. Good job. But anyway, Star Wars is coming out, and I don't know when. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know what it's going to be about, who the villain, who the characters, and all. And it might take place right after the last generation. And I don't know, Rey going to be in this, or the characters from the last 3 movies going to be in it, or a spinoff from the last, give them a spinoff, doing a cameo appearance and all. I don't know. But as time goes on, we'll probably gonna learn more and more and more about this new movie. But I know it's going to be a new saga. I asked Alexa last year, I think, and she said it's going to be a new movie. Okay? We know about the TV shows and stuff. Disney do. But they're going to do a new movie. And Disney give me something to hang on to that, to fans, to my fans out there. You know, is it going to be a new movie, or they're going to just leave us hanging? You know, I'm hoping it's going to be a new movie. And I haven't went to Disney in Florida yet. I always wanted to go since I was a kid. And the new Star Wars park is pretty cool. I think all the parks is pretty cool. But I wanted to go just to see the Star Wars park. Just, you know, do the Star Wars thing, you know. I would be a big kid going into that, doing the Star Wars thing. It'll be so cool. And finally, living half of my dream, you know. Half of my dream. So when I do my 50 tour across the country, when I get to Florida, I'm going to go to Atlanta, Florida. I'm going to go to Florida and go to Disney World. And I'm going to live that dream. I'm going to Disney World. Orlando, Florida. I'm going to Disney World. Definitely. I don't care how old I'm is. I'm going to Disney World. I'm going to see Mickey Mouse. But how many of y'all had childhood fantasies that y'all didn't get to go to? And y'all always went to these other amusement parks. Was just came to town, drove in, and parked in front of the mall stuff. And your mom and dad took you to that, but they didn't take you to Walt Disney, where all the fun had, all the good times at, because maybe they couldn't afford it and stuff like that. Yeah, that could have been a problem, but you always wanted to go. And you said to yourself, before I leave this earth, I will be going to Walt Disney. How many of y'all promised yourself that? Yeah, I know I'm not alone. And hopefully, my books will do sales. I'm just hoping this year they will do sales. Data Blood and the other book that comes out later in the year. I'm going to try to get Data Blood up in the first half the quarter of the year, and the next book at the second quarter of the year. And at the same time, I'm going to be flying to Los Angeles, seeing the Chinese theater, and then I'm going to the movies in the Chinese theater. That's right, I'm going to Los Angeles just to go to the movies, and it's going to be in the Chinese theater. Yeah, that's right. I don't care. I've never been, and I always wanted to go. I'm going to see the Star Trek stars. They got their stars on the Walker thing. I'm going to see the Michael Jackson star, the New Edition star, the Prince star. I'm going to take a picture of them, saying I'm here, I made it, and I'm going to put it all on my Facebook and Instagram. You know, all the haters and trolls that told me that I ain't going to make it, I'm going to put it all in their face. You know? Probably some listening to me, because I got a big audience in Baltimore. But, hey, no one is going to say no to me. Because I'm going to do it. You know? I'm not going to stop. Once my mind is made up, I'm not going to stop until I get it, you know? Just like that driver license. So, how many of y'all stumbling like that? Just won't give up until you got it, or till you get it right. Just got to get it right. Whether you're in school, no matter, you keep getting failed, keep getting the test wrong, and you keep getting it wrong and wrong and wrong, but you don't give up. No. Key Factory and don't give up. And that's determined that you're going, that you want it so bad. There's a lot of people in the world like that. You know, whether they use it for good or evil, there's a lot of people like that. And it's just, I mean, wow. That's why I created this show, just to talk to you and make you think about things like that, you know. Things that you probably won't even think of that turn your mind on, just to get you thinking on other things, because you might have a bad day and just want to start thinking about things, good things, lovable things, you know. So, that's just one of the things that get you thinking. How determined are you to get that, get over that finish line that you started and that you always wanted to get over? Go to Walt Disney, go to the Chinese theater, or go whatever you wanted to do. Now you got the time to do it, or the freedom to do it. Nothing gonna stop you, right? Right. Nothing gonna stop you. Just get on your hands and knees and ask God for it. You know, he'll get you there. Just ask him for it. And he will get you there. But never give up. Never give up. No matter what, how old you are, who you are, where you are, and what you done. Ever give up. Because you will get there. Don't matter how long it takes, how many derails it takes, how many delays it takes. You will get there. Look at me. Look. I'm definitely going to California. I haven't been there for a while. I've been to Las Vegas. I flew there. No. Back in 1995, I've been to California, but I didn't stay. I got stuck there, but I didn't stay. But this time, I'm flying there, and I'm going to stay for a while. Because this is my thing. I like to travel. I like to go places. You know, just being stuck in one city and state all your life. No, man, come on. It's too much out there. This is a big country. Too many lovable people out there. You know, you can spread your love throughout the country. I mean, all sides, every inch of the country. Too much. And we can bring that hate back down to where it belongs. And that's my thing. You know. Is it just me or you? Is it just me and you? But I'm telling you, don't give up, okay, people? And your dreams will come true. You'll reach your goal. You will be successful. Okay? Just don't let the trolls and haters manipulate you. I tell you, you can't do it and stuff like that. Just turn the other cheek and say, watch me. And just walk away from them. Smile, turn the other cheek. And think to yourself, say, watch me. As long as God with me, I'm going to get it. Alright? No matter who, family, whatever. Keep saying, you ain't going to go. You want to be a singer? Be a singer. Want to be a singer and football player? Be a singer and football player. Want to be a singer, football player, and be in the military? Do that too. No? Go for it. you know, got my blessings. You know, you can do anything you want. Put your mind to it. Anything. And just the message I'm going to keep giving y'all throughout the season and this show. You know, we could talk about the paranormal and stuff like that, UFOs and stuff. But one of my jobs is to encourage everyone from 0 to 99 to encourage you to get out there, get that dream. Get that dream. You only live once. Make your bucket list. If you're ready to retire in your 53, 55, 57, 58, make that bucket list. Put some emergency money aside. If you're still 53 and you don't got no emergency money, but you're paying bills, start putting that emergency money aside. Start putting your play money aside. And then, at the same time, take another account and start putting that bucket list account. Call it the bucket list account. That's for you to travel. You know, I'm going to put an account for my kids, and I'm going to have that bucket list account on PNC, and my other PNC account is going to be in case the kids need anything. In case all my kids, any one of my kids needs anything, including my grandson, I can send it to them, or I can send them the money. But granddad and dad just gotta go. He can't go backwards. He gotta go forward. I always hold myself down twice. Nah, no more. I'll be there for you. I'll be cheering for you on the sideline. But hey, it is what it is, guys. So I already got those accounts. Mm-hmm. 3 accounts. Well, actually 4 accounts. Bank of America account. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what the YouTube channel, one of the YouTube channels told me to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get that bucket list. And I'm going to travel. Definitely going to Alaska. Definitely going to Hawaii. You know. And that will probably be the last 2 trips of the across the country that I take. On the mainland. Most of the countries on the mainland, and then Alaska, and then Hawaii. Now, I know I'm going to have fun in Hawaii. Alaska, I'm going to have fun too, because I love the cold and good times. But I'll keep you informed, people. Keep you informed. Just go to the channel. When it starts, it's going to start soon. Alright? Very soon. And that's what already I had on Star Wars, people. Just in case y'all wondering why I switched subjects. That's really all I had. You had to do your research, okay? On these movies and what's going on and all. And I will do my research too. And I'll get my podcast writers to do the research, what's going on deeply in Disney and Paramount about the movies and all, okay? TV shows and all, what's coming in the Star Trek universe and what's coming in the Star Wars universe with the movies and TV shows, all right? So, I ain't forgot you, but I just want to get some stuff, discourage people and all. Not only talk about Star Wars, Star Trek, but just encourage people and all. Because I got a lot of other stuff to talk about, like football. The football, I mean, and ask people, how many of y'all like the commercials better than y'all like the game? on a halftime show. You know, y'all remember that Janet Jackson, Jimmy whatever his name is, incident, all the way up to the Michael Jackson half show, halftime. Yeah, he did a halftime show. Last year, Eminem and his band, his people, that was a good show. Who knows who it's going to be this year, you know. I'm just hoping it'll be a surprise during the halftime show at the Super Bowl. But some halftime shows I like, some I didn't like. Some I would dislike. Oh, man. It's like the Janet Jackson Timothy incident. I was like, oh man, we saw her beautiful breasts. We saw a Jackson breast on national TV. I know it was embarrassing, but we got over it, and this incident went wrong. That's all. That's the way I look at it. It was just an act that went wrong. It could have happened to anybody. I mean, it could have happened to anybody. It could have been a white girl up there, and we saw her white breasts. We always see white breasts in the movie, so it won't be no big deal to see white breasts. But when a black woman show hers, oh Lord, fire in the sky. I mean, they blame most of Janet Jackson for it, you know, because she was a Jackson and she was black. That's why I believe. But anybody saw that halftime show, you tell me what you think. Whether it was her fault or Timothy Justin's fault, or both fault, you know, and why she got so much hardcore heart on her. I think she was black and she was a Jackson. She was Jackson. That's what I think. And Justin Timothy, he got off easy because he was a white boy, you know. That's me. I don't know how y'all feel. And that's just me. No. And when Michael did his halftime show, it was pretty good. You know, pretty good. It wasn't his best and everything, but it was good, you know. Last year, we got Eminem and a couple other rappers doing the halftime show. That was pretty good. They was doing really good. That was really good show, halftime show. And the commercials. Anybody remember the old commercials, how famous they got on the halftime show, and how much money they spent just to get in that air time on the Super Bowl? How much money those companies spend just to get a spot for the halftime show and Super Bowl? They spend a lot of money, people. Yeah, they spend a lot of money just to advertise in that spot in the Super Bowl time. It's up to the billions. Believe me. You got all the companies, big companies, car companies, and they try to make it funny as the last time commercial. These are special commercials because they're Super Bowl commercials. And some of them got real famous. Like, what's up? What's up? What's up? No, y'all remember that? And a lot of other ones, too. But, yeah. It's... Boy. I'm wondering this what we got this year. I bet you're going to be funny. I mean, I think... Some of these commercials that is coming, in the Super Bowl, this Super Bowl, is going to be some of the best. And don't y'all think? I think it's going to be some of the best yet. And I loved the Super Bowl last year because go Rams! We won! Even though we didn't get to the playoff this year, we probably would have got there again. Doggone it. Good luck, Pittsburgh. I hope y'all still win it. Good luck, Washington. I hope y'all still win it. Good luck, San Diego. Chargers. Hope y'all still win it. Good luck, San Francisco. Hope y'all still win it. And many others who, whoever's not in it, bless you next year. You will get there. Okay? You will get there. Miami, whatever, whoever. You will get there. Just keep trying. It's a tough mountain to get up, but you got to work together. Got to work together. I love to see Detroit in there. Detroit Lions. Love to see Miami in there. You know? We'll hopefully one day we will see them again in the playoff. Playoff, championship, and Super Bowl. These are just some of the teams that I wish will get in there. And some of the old teams that just keep coming back, being in there. That's another story from another program. Same old teams. But y'all know how it goes. You know, you know a lot of people involved. And can't say it, but you know the big deal about it. Not going to get into it, but probably know why some of the teams are still in. Just rumors, you know. But I ain't going to see the rumor. I'm just going to leave it alone. Just look at Las Vegas. And it start with an M in Las Vegas. And they own most of the casinos, okay? And now we can start betting. It's illegal to bet on the football teams. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we can bet on football. Wow. One time it was just a sport that you just sit back on Sundays and enjoy. Now, it's a betting thing. I just don't understand it. So, how y'all feel about betting on your favorite teams? How do y'all feel about the Super Bowl and its commercials and the halftime show? Well, go to my YouTube channel, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Leave your comments. Catch me on speaker. Leave your comments. Follow me on speaker. And leave your comments. YouTube. Facebook. If you can find me on Instagram or Twitter. Just leave your comments, okay? People, I love you. New York. Massachusetts. Arizona. Ohio, Oregon, New York, and Maryland, and there's a couple more in there, and Florida too, and I just hope I'll get some more states will join in, like Nevada, Texas, New Orleans, all the states, hope they will tune in, including Chicago, Illinois, and all. So I gotta go, people. See you on the next episode of the Corey Whitlock Show. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. and Ashley, and we love you too. Good night.